Molt benvinguts i benvingudes de nou amb una nova edició del Club del Country. Salutacions ben cordials a càrrec de Rafael Corbí. Benvinguts a la nostra edició número 1565, segon programa dels especials que dediquem amb el nostre programa a repassar els temes que durant tots aquests anys ens han acompanyat. Celebrem el nostre 30è aniversari. En l'espai anterior vam repassar la que per nosaltres era la cançó que més ens va marcar de cada any des del 1987 i fins al 1999. En aquest cas, i en el dia d'avui, partirem a partir de l'any 2000. Un 2000 que veia cançons com les de Joe Di Messina, That's the Way, The Little Girl de John Michael Montgomery, My Next 30 Years de Tim McGraw, Kenny Rogers amb Alison Krauss, també un parell de temes destacadíssims de Faith Hill, de Chap Rock o de Toby Keith, però ens quedem amb aquesta extraordinària balada de Leanne Womack and Sons of the Desert, que el mes de juliol ocupava íntegrament el número 1. I Hope You Dance.
You'll give faith the fighting chance, and when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dare. Taking chances, but they're worth taking. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some helping heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing. When you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you do. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
I Hope You Dance, una cançó, un crossover d'aquests grans èxits entre el pop i el country de finals dels anys 90, va ser realitzada el setembre del 99. L'any següent, com hem dit, el 2000, es va convertir en una de les grans cançons de sempre sota la producció de Mark Wright, una composició de Mark D. Sanders i Tia Sellers, que ens acostava com la cançó que nosaltres hem triat per representar dins aquest 30 anys de Club del Country, l'any que estem en curs, aquest en 2000. L'any següent, l'any 2001, hi trobàvem una altra extraordinària cançó que va dominar pràcticament tot l'agost i la meitat del setembre. Era un tema també preciós que m'ha encantat sempre, la cançó anomenada Austin, de Blake Shelton. Estem a l'any 2001.
She left without leaving a number. She said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin, 'cause she talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. Three rings and an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car I sold it, if this is Tuesday night, I'm bowling. If you got something to sell, you're wasting your time. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe what kind of man would hang on that long. What kind of love that must be. She waited 3 days and then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard three rings and then. If it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game. And first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake and I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back when I get home on Sunday afternoon. If this is Austin, I still love you. Well, this time she left her number, but not another word. Then she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. I should have listened to it a little more. Then it wouldn't have taken me so long to know where I belong. And by the way, boy, this is no machine you're talking to. Can't you tell this is Austin?
Quina preciositat de cançó, aquest tema compost per David Kahne i Kirsten Manna, interpretat per Blake Shelton, sota la producció de Bobby Braddock, també un extraordinari artista, realitzat el 16 d'abril del 2001 i que arribava, com us dèiem, a la primera posició i que hem triat com la cançó representativa del Club del Country aquell any, aquell 2001. L'any següent hi trobàvem, el 2002, quines fantàstiques cançons, com aquell Where Were You d'Alan Jackson, que també tancaria l'any amb una altra extraordinària cançó i més senzills, com el Drive for J.D. Jean, després cançons de Toby Keith, de Steve Holly amb el Good Morning Beautiful, de Kenny Chesney and the Good Stuff, o Rascal Flatts and These Days, entre les més destacades de l'any. Quin em quedo? Doncs des del 19 d'octubre i fins al 23 de novembre va estar a la primera posició aquesta conegudíssima cançó del cantant nascut a Nova Zelanda, tot i que criat a Austràlia. Keith Urban, Somebody Like You. Somebody Like You, de Keith Urban, ens ha acompanyat aquesta extraordinària peça que la teníem aquí al costat entre nosaltres durant moltíssim temps, una cançó conegudíssima entre nosaltres. Bé, després d'aquest tema que ens ha portat en Kevin Chisney, passem, canviem d'any i anem al 2003. Difícil triar-la perquè van haver-hi moltes cançons que ens van marcar moltíssim amb aquella temporada. Algunes que van triomfar menys, altres més, com el tema It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere, de Alan Jackson o Jimmy Buffett, a I Love This Bar, de Chubby Keith, però també aquell Have You Forgotten, un tema polèmic de Daryl Worley, o 19-something de Mark Wills. D'aquell any, però em quedo amb una cançó que ens va enamorar des del primer dia que la vam escoltar. Del 14 de juny fins al 19 de juliol va ser número 1 el tema de Chubby Keith al costat de Willie Nelson, una cançó escrita per Scotty Amick i el mateix Chubby Keith, Beer for My Horses. Beer for My Horses.
6 o'clock news say somebody been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds,
too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, on my horses.
Passen anys i passen músiques i passen cançons, però passen ritmes que al llarg del Club del Country ens han acompanyat 30 anys ja de ràdio, 30 anys de companyia setmanal amb els diferents programes que us portem al Club del Country des del principi, des del mes de maig del 1987, el Temps de Country també, programa de 2 hores setmanal i altres emissores amb el seu programa específic. Rafael Corbí al vostre costat intentant portar-vos ara mateix un resum, un per any, tot i que tenim diversos especials en diferents programes que ens recullen més d'una cançó. Perquè el 2004 la veritat és que també teníem cançons fantàstiques, fantàstiques. El Remember When, per, de manera personal, d'Alan Jackson. El There Goes My Life, de Kenny Chesney. El When, de Sun Goes Down, també del mateix Kenny Chesney, amb Uncle Cracker. O, per exemple, aquell Live Like You Were Dying, de Tim McGraw. Meravellós, el Days Go By, de Keith Urban. Difícil triar-ne, però aquell any també va ser la irrupció de la Gretchen Wilson. Això es deia Redneck Woman.
On my wall of from the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Victoria's Secret. Well, their stuff's real nice. Oh, but I can buy the same damn thing on a Walmart shelf half price and still look sexy. Just as sexy as those models on TV. No, I don't need no designer tag to make my man want me. You might think I'm trashy, a little too hardcore, but in my neck of the woods, I'm just the girl next door. Hey, I'm a redneck woman, I ain't no high class broad. I'm just a product of my race, and I say hey y'all and hee haw. And I keep my Christmas lights on my front porch all year long. And I know all the words to every Tanya Tucker song. So here's to all my sisters out there keeping it country. Let me give a big hell yeah from the redneck girls like me.
Aquesta és la música interessantíssima, com no, d'aquesta cantant que ens va captivar, Gretchen Wilson, donant un nou impuls a la música country amb aquest Redneck Woman. L'any següent, i estem parlant del 2005, també hi trobàvem una cançó de qui ens acompanyava un moment, de fet un parell, el Better Life i el Making Memories of Us, de Keith Urban, que varen ser de les més destacades d'aquell any, però també el Sun Beach de Blake Shelton, el That's What I Love About Sunday de Craig Morgan, o temes, per exemple, de Rascal Flatts, que també va triomfar amb un parell, el Fast Cars and Freedom, i aquest que escoltarem, que portava el nom de Bless the Broken Road.
I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. That every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God blessed the broken road that led me straight to you. Yes, it did. The years I spent just passing through, I'd like to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is
Escalflats amb aquesta cançó, una de les dues que van triomfar de valent d'aquesta formació, d'aquest trio de Nashville, aquest any que estem repassant ara mateix, aquest 2005, al Club del Country, a les llistes internacionals de música country, òbviament les americanes encara més, i de fons hi sentíem a un artista que aquell any estava començant a despuntar de valent, era Kerry Underwood, que ens acompanyarà també amb la següent cançó, perquè no hem tingut cap mena de dubte en triar-la com la que ens ha de representar a l'any 2006. Era la cançó anomenada Jesus, Take the Wheel.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve, going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. Before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the wheel. Take it from my hands. 'Cause I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go. So give me one more chance.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Molt bona la música de Carrie Underwood. A partir d'aquest any el trobem cada any, la trobem cada any amb cançons precioses. L'any següent, el 2007, ens subxiquem amb aquell So Small, una de les millors cançons, i també el tema anomenat Wasted. Era un any, el 2007, en el qual Brad Paisley, Ronnie Atkins, George Strait, Trace Atkins ens portaven cançons realment fantàstiques. Beacon Ridge, Kenny Chesney i aquell Never Wanted Nothing More, o el Don't Blink. Jo em quedo amb una cançó que només va arribar una setmana. El número 1 va ser el mes de juny, però déu-n'hi-do, quina cançó. Tracy Lawrence i un munt d'amics amb Find Out Who Your Friends Are.
Run your car off the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch way out in the middle of nowhere. Get yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back. Need a floor, need a couch, need a bus fast. Oh, this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the cream is gonna rise. This is what you really didn't know. This is where the truth don't lie. You'll find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything, run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get there fast, and stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with their big old heart. You find out who your friends are. Everybody wants to slap your back, wants to shake your hand when you're up on top of that mountain. But let one of those rocks give way, then you slide back down, look up and see who's around then. This ain't where the road comes to an end. This ain't where the bandwagon stops. This is just one of those times when a lot of folks jump off. You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything, run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get there fast, never stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with their big old hearts. You find out who your friends are. When the water's high, when the weather's not so bad, when the well runs dry, who's gonna be there? You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything, run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get that fast, never stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with a big old heart. You find out who your friends are. Yeah, yeah. You find out who your friends are. Run your car off the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch, way out in the middle of nowhere. Been there. Get yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back. Need a floor, need a couch, need a bus fare.
Magnífica i preciosa la música que ens emportava amb aquesta cançó, Tracy Lawrence, un artista magnífic dins el món de la música. El 2008 començava de manera molt forta amb una cançó que escoltarem, de Taylor Swift, una de les grans cançons i dels grans cantants que al llarg dels anys ens han acompanyat a la música country, tot i que després s'ha marxat, diguem, del nostre món per endinsar-se en el món del pop i el disco, però no m'estranyaria que en qualsevol moment tornés a la música que la va veure néixer, que la va veure continuar amb els seus grans èxits. Aquell any, a part d'aquesta cançó de Our Song de Taylor Swift, hi trobàvem cançons destacadíssimes de Brad Paisley, Leather to Me, o d'Alan Jackson amb aquell Good Time, o també el Chicken Fried de Zac Brown, entre moltíssimes altres. Our Song amb Taylor Swift.
was riding shotgun with my hair undone in the front seat of his car. He's got a one-hand feel on the steering wheel, the other on my heart. I look around, turn the radio down. He says, baby, is something wrong? I say nothing, I was just thinking how we don't have a song. And he says, our song is the slamming screen door, sneaking out, tapping on your window when we're on the phone and you talk real slow, 'cause it's late and your mama don't know. Our song is the way you laugh, the first date, man, I didn't kiss her and I should have. And when I got home, for I said amen, asking God if he could play it again. At the front porch steps after everything that day had gone all wrong and been trampled on and lost and thrown away. Got to the hallway, well on my way to my loving bed. I almost didn't notice all the roses and the note that said, our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking out, it's tapping on your window when we're on the phone and you talk real slow, 'cause it's late and your mama don't know. Our song is the way you laugh, the first date, man, I didn't kiss her and I should have. And when I got home, for I said amen, asking God if he could play it again. Da-da-da-da. Window when we're on the phone and he talks real slow, 'cause it's late and his mama don't know. Our song is the way he laughs, the first date, man, I didn't kiss him and I should have. And when I got home, for I said amen, asking God if he could play it again. Play it again.
Una veu preciosa en la qual s'obria l'any, s'obria el 2008, i un grup magnífic amb el qual es tancava el 2009. Un 2009 que tenia cançons com el Dan de Brad Paisley, una cançó magnífica, o començava l'any amb el Here de Rascal Flatts, també dels grups triomfadors aleshores, com Jason Aldean amb el Big Green Tractor, que va fer seu el mes de setembre. Em quedo, però, amb dues cançons cap al final de l'any, el Toast de Zac Brown Band, i acomiadant l'any durant tot el desembre i part del novembre, aquest tema de Lady Antebellum que es deia Need You Now.
shot of whiskey, can't stop looking at the door. Wishing you come sweeping in the way you did before.
And I wondered if I ever crossed your mind.
For me it happens all the time.
It's a quarter after one, I'm a little drunk and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call but I lost all control and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without. I just need you now. A quarter after one, I'm all alone and I need you now.
And I said I wouldn't call, but I'm a little drunk and I need you now.
And I don't know how I can do without. I just need you now.
Magnífic de Nashville, que format per Dave Haywood, per Charles Kelly i Hillary Scott, ha triomfat amb moltíssimes cançons, una d'elles aquest tema que, com dèiem, tancava l'any 2009 amb una cançó magnífica que escoltaven també abastament al Club del Country i els diferents programes que us portem, aquest Need You Now. L'any següent, el 2010, ens anem començant en l'actualitat. Començava amb una cançó preciosa l'any com a triomfador, el Consider Me Gone de Reba McEntire, i després seguirien temes com el The Man I Want to Be de Chris Young, el The House That Built Me de Miranda Lambert, o el She's Walking Away de Zac Brown amb Alan Jackson, entre molts d'altres. Dels destacats i que em van captivar a mi personalment, hi ha aquell de Easton Corbin, A Little More Country Than That, o aquest de Josh Turner, que va ser número 1 durant 4 setmanes consecutives entre febrer i març, la cançó anomenada Why Don't We Just Dance.
Straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance? Baby, why don't you go put your best dress on? And those high-heeled shoes you love to lose as soon tunes come on second thought, just the way you are is already driving me crazy. So baby, why
straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance?
I'll cut a rug.
Well, it might be me, but the way I see it, the whole wide world has gone crazy. So, baby, why don't we just dance? Just dance.
El cantant de Hannah de South Carolina va néixer el 1977, Josh Turner. Quantes cançons magnífiques no ha portat aquest gran personatge en la història de la música i els darrers anys. Why don't we just dance? Per què no senzillament ballem? Brad Paisley i Alabama són els que hem triat des del 2011. Ens queda aquesta i possiblement una altra cançó amb un any en el qual també és difícil triar una de les cançons, però estem parlant de les que ens van captivar nosaltres personalment, a mi personalment, portant al club del country, Feel Gold on My Lips de Tim McGraw, Somewhere With You de Kenny Chesney, el Honey Bee de Blake Shelton o el seu God Gave Me You. Són temes també destacadíssims, però ja n'hem escoltat de Blake Shelton i també de Lady Antebellum, que també va ser un any en el qual el Just the Kiss o el We of the Night varen triomfar. Per tant, em quedo amb una cançó esplèndida que ens portaven a mitjans any el número 1, la gent d'Alabama al costat de Brad Paisley. Això es deia Old Alabama.
Little
dels millors intèrprets, sens dubte, dels darrers anys, en Brad Paisley al costat de la supergran formació Alabama amb aquest tema Old Alabama, representant amb el nostre especial 30è aniversari el 2011, aquest any que ens acompanyava. 2012, i amb ell tancarem el programa d'aquesta setmana. Òbviament hauríem d'escoltar el tema de Taylor Swift, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, que va estar-se un total de 9 setmanes al número 1 de les llistes americanes. Com que ja l'hem escoltat, ho farem amb un proper especial. Havíem de triar una de les altres grans cançons d'aquell any, i finalment em decideixo per aquest tema de Little Big Town. La cançó es diu Pontoon. Salutacions de Rafael Corbí. Serà fins a la propera ocasió. Visiteu-nos a www.clubdelcountry.com. Més comentaris també al nostre correu info@clubdelcountry.com. A reveure.
Let's go. Who said anything about skiing? Floating is all I wanna do. You can climb the ladder, just don't rock the boat while I barbecue.
Jumping out the back, don't act like you don't want.